friends, welcome back to That Canadian Podcast. I'm That Canadian and your host, Sam. Today, I'm joined by a very special guest. It's a surprise guest that I'm sure you weren't expecting. Everybody, drum roll. It's Andrew!
Hey! I'm sorry if you're disappointed.
They're not going to be disappointed. It's a pleasant surprise to have you back.
Yes, thank you. It's been a while.
It's been like a week, 2 weeks.
Exactly. That's a while.
That is a while. It's only two episodes. Anyway.
Anywho. I think that's our catchphrase for this
anyway?
Thing. Anyways.
Yeah. I think that should go on a t-shirt, actually. Yeah.
Hey.
Merch. Anyways.
You're totally doing that.
Oh, we are.
We have to.
We will. Today, we are going to be talking about the movie Hubie's Halloween. It's Adam Sandler's movie. It stars Adam Sandler as Hubie Dubois. It stars Julie Bowen as Violet Valentine. It's directed by Stephen Brill, and it's written by Adam Sandler, no surprise, and Tim Hurley. Herlihy.
H-E-R-L-I-H-Y.
Y'all know I can't pronounce names right, so. Yeah. Herlihy.
It's written by Adam Sandler and Tim H.
Good one. Yeah. Problem solver over here, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, thank you.
Andrew.
Yes.
Tell me about the movie.
Oh, okay. Right now?
Preferably.
Okay, cool. Okay. So the movie is about Hubie Dubois. He's a nice guy. He wants to look out for his neighborhood and everything, but he gets made fun of a lot. And like he's big on Halloween, just like everyone else is in the town.
But more so,
he's more so on the safety side than the fun side.
Well, he's also like if you check out his front yard, I mean, he's pretty.
Oh, that
Halloween.
Is true. What? Actually, that was his mom that did that.
No, he said he did that.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Because the guy was like, "Oh, I don't have." Oh, anyway.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
No.
But okay, he loves Halloween and he's more on the safety side than he is on the celebration side, but he is on the celebration side.
Yes.
So he's not really on, he's kind of on the fence.
Yes. He said to his mom that since they're Jewish, he had to cut out Easter and Christmas. So,
oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah. He goes all out for Halloween.
Yeah, that's right. So, like I said, he's all about safety and everything. And he's a nice guy. He works at the meat market or the butcher.
Deli.
Thank you. And, yeah, he gets made fun of a lot.
Poor guy. He has things thrown at him.
Oh, yeah. But he dodges them like a mother. Like a pro. He dodges them like he was in the movie Dodgeball.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you could dodge an egg or a wrench or a chair or other types of food.
And catch it in your thermos.
Which is like...
The Swiss Army
knife. It's got like a flashlight. It's an actual thermos. It has like lockpicks. It has a shovel. It has...
A vacuum. An umbrella.
Yeah, an umbrella.
What else does it have?
I think the easiest question is, what doesn't it have?
I don't think...
A gun.
I think that's about the only thing that that it doesn't have.
Yeah, and if it did, I don't think he would use it. He seems too...
He's too safety. What was
that? If you've seen the movie, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Seen the movie and I don't know what you're talking about.
You know when he gets scared? He's like...
Oh,
ah!
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. See, she gets it.
I get it.
Anyways, so, he gets made fun of a lot. But this year, something is up in the town. And it's up to Hubie to save the day, per se.
The movie has the typical Adam Sandler cast. It's got Kevin James. It's got his wife. I'm so sorry. I can't remember her name. His two children. Who's that guy?
Three children, actually.
Oh, his three children?
Yeah, I think the youngest girl that was, like, dancing, dressed as
Cookie?
Harley Quinn.
That little girl. Yeah.
The little... She seemed like the thing, you know, when you pinch somebody, you squish somebody's head with your fingers. That's what she's doing to describe the little girl.
Oh, God. Okay.
The little girl.
Stop. I'm not that. Okay. Okay. Anyways. It's got the typical Adam Sandler cast. It's got that guy who played that guy with the eyes.
With the eyes.
We were surprised to see him in this role. He's the one with the eyes. He played Crazy Eyes in that movie.
Oh, I don't think he's in this.
Yeah, he is.
No, you're thinking about the old guy. His,
not Crazy Eyes. The guy who was
Blake Clark. He plays
the guy
Tayback.
Who was the homeless guy.
Yeah, he plays Tayback the cook. He's the cook guy that we say never ages.
Well, him, but I also mean the guy who played the friendly neighbor.
Oh, Steve Buscemi.
Steve Buscemi.
Sorry, I think about the crazy eyes from the guy with the weird eyes from Waterboy. That's who I was thinking
about. Oh, you know what? I probably was thinking about him, but you know who I mean.
Yeah, I got you.
Anyways. I really think that the costumes were actually pretty good.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not just like the costumes, like wardrobe, but the makeup too.
Yeah. The makeup, like the Halloween costumes, Halloween makeup.
Like the guy who dressed up like Freddie Mercury, he had a really good costume too.
Yes. His teeth and everything, like.
Amazing.
Yeah. It was definitely nuts.
And I was surprised to see Ray Liotta in it.
Yeah. And like he didn't play much of a role. Like he had a very minor role, but
yeah,
like,
I thought he would have had more of a
prominent sort of thing. Yeah, like he was in the beginning and then he didn't appear again until the very end and that was it.
Yeah, or like, maybe he was not the very end. I don't know, whenever he came back it wasn't too much.
Yeah, he was in it for like maybe 5 minutes, like total in the whole movie.
Yeah, I'd say probably about 5 minutes, maybe a little longer, but
maybe like six.
Maybe like 6 minutes, 13 and a half seconds.
Yeah, we'll say. Yeah, I was thinking 14 there. So yeah, 14,
yeah,
we'll 13 there. And a half.
Yeah.
We do half seared, except for on our
popcorn ratings.
No half popcorns, because nobody likes a half popcorn.
Yeah, because then the other half is a kernel that hurts your mouth.
So. Yeah, and you think it's a regular popcorn. You're like, popcorn, and your tooth is broken.
Another notable actor is the principal from Mean Girls. His name I can't remember.
Oh, the one with the terrible tooth. Tim Meadows.
He was in it, and yeah. Shaq was in it.
He was a DJ.
Radio DJ person.
Yeah, and he sounded like a woman, and you thought he was a woman the entire time. Then it shows him. Oh my god, that was
funny. And then his wife had the deep voice. It was kind of funny.
Oh yes.
And then that woman, she's really funny from Bridesmaids and SNL. Not Kristen Wiig, the other one.
Amy Poehler? No.
No, she's the one who was dressed Maya up Rudolph. As the bride. Yes, Maya Rudolph. Yeah.
Yeah.
She and the principal guy played a really good couple
together.
They were very funny.
She seems like she's another one of those that's starting to be in the Adam Sandler group. Because she's in like a lot, like since
Grown Ups.
She's been in a lot of his movies. Like she was in the last movie, Murder Mystery? I
think. Was she?
Oh, maybe she wasn't.
No, I don't think she was.
I'll have to look. I
don't think she was.
Yeah. Anyways, I don't know. We'll see. And the set was unreal.
Yeah.
Like they had a lot of like Halloween-y type decorations up, like a whole ton of them. Like it was insane. And
the cornfield was cool.
The cornfield was really cool. The dance, like everything. Like I thought all the sets were actually really, really well done.
And I thought it was super sweet that the kids ended up like, so when Huey did the safety speech at the school, Cookie, the little girl Cookie, when he said the thing about, oh, I build a tower of candy and whatever falls is what I donate. And she actually did it. And I didn't realize the first time we watched it that that's what she was doing. And then the second time we watched it through, I was like, oh my God, that's so sweet.
Yeah, it was really nice.
It was so nice.
Yeah. With that being said, I think the acting was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, I always think the acting is really good. It's very indicative of a Adam Sandler, Happy Madison type movie where there's good acting, but at the same time, there's a lot of goofiness, especially unnecessary goofiness.
I find for this character that he played, he married two of his previous characters together.
Yeah.
There was Bobby Boucher from Waterboy.
Yeah.
And then Billy Madison from Billy Madison. And if you put them together, you get Huey Dubois.
Yeah, very much so. Like, it's...
Oh, and a third with the mustache of that guy that he played in Murder Mystery. I can't remember his name.
Oh, Nick Spitz.
Nick Spitz, yep.
Why is that?
He had the same mustache.
Did he have a mustache in it?
Yeah.
He did have a mustache in this.
I'm not going to lie, when I first saw this, like, you know when you hover over the thing on Netflix and it gives that little preview?
Yeah.
Not going to lie, when I saw the preview for this, I was like, Nick Spitz?
Oh, you thought it was the second one?
Yeah. Not like the second one, because I know it's going to be Murder Mystery, but I thought that he made like how Lion King did like a one and a half,
oh,
two
I see.
Kind of deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Almost like a prequel or something like, or like a spin-off.
Yeah, sort of like thing. I thought that, you know, Nick Spitz was going to help this Hubie Dubois person on Halloween.
Oh, I getcha. Yeah. I getcha.
But I was totally wrong.
The good thing about, well, I mean, now that you mentioned that he has the mustache, I remember it. And it's actually a lot better than Nick Spitz's mustache, because Nick Spitz's mustache, he looked like a
70s movie star in the adult film industry.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Thank you. You took the words right out of my mouth.
I sure did.
Yeah, he definitely looked like that, but Hubie actually, the mustache, I don't want to say it suited him, because mustache...
It's so weird seeing him with a mustache after all these years.
Yeah, mustaches suit certain people. Adam Sandler is not one of those people.
I think it's just... It looks fine, but I think because we're not used to seeing Adam with a mustache,
maybe,
at least I'm not used to it, that's what's throwing me.
Yeah. That's it's like when my dad shaved his mustache. My dad's had a mustache my entire life.
I could never picture him.
Yeah, he shaved it once and it was weird. I was so happy that he did it because I wanted to see what it looked like, but it was weird.
And then you were disappointed that he did it because
kind of, yeah. But it grew back in like a day.
I'm sure.
I honestly don't remember longer than a day.
He probably just looked at himself in the mirror and was like, grow back. And then yeah, he
went like that. The mustache grew back. I wish I had that.
Since we're talking about acting, let's just talk about the suspense that the actors were able to like make us feel during this movie. I, for one, felt that it was going to be there was actually going to be a murder or something, but it just kind of led up to the whole, like, it had a really good build to it.
Yeah.
Even though I wasn't, like, a huge fan of the movie overall, mm-hmm. it had a good, I feel like I'm not wording it properly. Yeah, like, it was very mysterious. It had a really great build up to the point where we found out what was going on.
Yeah. The whole time you were like, who could it be? Who could it be? And yeah, it was like, and when they showed who it was, I was like, what the, like...
Yeah, like the first time when we saw Steve Buscemi?
Steve Buscemi.
We saw Steve's character.
Yeah.
It was just really nice to see Steve in the role where he's just not immediately a weirdo. Yeah, at the end he ended up being a werewolf. Or not really a werewolf, just a crazy person who thought he was a werewolf. But it was still nice to see him in a normal role before that point. And...
Well, yeah, he did think he was a werewolf. I thought he actually was a werewolf.
No, he would like... glue hair to his arms and he was like digging around and stuff and then
you know what, I think I actually fell asleep and like just completely missed that part.
Really?
I think so.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. Anyway,
we'll get into that later.
So that was really good. And then I at first thought that he was immediately I thought that he was the bad guy, that he mm-hmm. was, and then we saw that it was this dude. He was like a, not a burly dude, but he wasn't scrawny.
Yeah.
And it was just this random dude in a white, I want to say jumpsuit, but it's not a jumpsuit. It's kind of like a jumpsuit.
Yeah.
Anyway, what they would wear in a mental health facility? No, it was like scrubs.
Oh, scrubs. There you go. Yeah.
We'll call it scrubs.
Yeah.
This dude was wearing scrubs, just walking down the street all creepy. Like, kind of like Mike Myers in Halloween.
Yeah.
And...
less killy.
Yeah. At first, we don't know that.
Yeah.
Or at some point, you think, oh, maybe it's Ray Liotta. He has it out for Hubie. But then you think, oh, okay, well, everybody has it out for Hubie.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Exactly.
And that scene... where he was at the drive-in and the car just randomly turned on, that joke they played on him was so mean.
That was actually a nod to Christine, the Stephen King novel that was turned into a movie about the car that was possessed that would like kill people.
Oh, I've never seen it.
No? Okay, so like it was a nod to that movie where like people would walk up to it and the lights would turn on and then it would start chasing them.
Oh.
That's why they did that.
That's creepy.
Mm-hmm.
But then the creepiest thing, though, was what happened to the people who pulled the prank on him. The Maya and... what's his name?
Oh, Tim Meadows.
Tim Meadows. How there was this random creepy scarecrow in the middle of the road.
Oh my god.
Oh man. Even though this movie has a bit of comedy, that was freaking terrifying.
Yeah.
Like...
That scarecrow looked like... It kind of reminded me of Jeepers Creepers. I don't know why, but like when he was like up on the thing, it looked like a scarecrow. That's exactly what it reminded me of.
I totally thought that there was somebody in there gonna jump out or something.
Yeah. It was craziness. And then it didn't happen. I was kind of disappointed,
but at the same time, I'm glad he didn't do that because I was expecting that to happen.
Yeah.
So it was like a nice twist that nobody expected.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so let's talk about the would-be killer, because she didn't actually get to finish her, or their,
It's a spoiler-filled review. It was his mom.
It was his mom, yeah.
She's so sweet. Mm-hmm. She's wearing those shirts like Boner Donor. And like, they don't know.
I think the boner is just a mistake. I made a lot of boners when I was a kid.
I'm a mistake donor. Yeah. I donate mistakes.
And then she wore that other shirt that said, I can't believe I shaved my balls for this.
Yeah. Aw, bless her heart. She's so sweet.
Yeah.
And she just wanted to take care of her poor Hubie.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have done the same thing. Maybe to not that degree. Like, I would have egged some houses or something. Yeah. But like
punch the kids in the face or something.
Yeah, or like hit them in the face with bricks. Like, who knows, right?
Yeah, like Home Alone style, like from the top of a building.
Paint can,
yeah.
Even better.
Yeah.
Anyway, she... she was very...
Protective,
I guess, of Hubie. And mm-hmm. I can't really blame her. Like, that'd be heartbreaking to see your son over all those years just bullied and really kind of tortured or tormented.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
And the funny thing is, again, this is a homage, a throwback homage to Friday the 13th. I can't remember which one, but Jason's mom ends up being the killer because she's getting back at the kids that make fun of her son.
Yeah.
So that's why they had the mom be the would-be killer. It's because it's like another throwback or homage.
Does that mean the corn maze was a throwback to the Children of the Corn? I can't remember that movie. I saw it years ago, but I think maybe...
No.
No? Okay, well.
No. The Children of the Corn, people would drive down the street and the kids would come out and... surround their car and stuff.
Oh, I haven't seen it in years.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I saw it when I was like 10. It scared me then. I doubt it would scare me now.
I thought it was really interesting, too, how she kind of took it... Well, not really interesting, but when she went through her murder phase...
you know, like most kids do these days. Or most old people do these
days. Well, maybe.
Oh, no, I'm in my murder phase.
How long does this last? Yeah. Until you're caught.
Yeah.
When she was in her murder phase, I thought it was kind of cool how she threw it back to how, what are they called? Thank you, Gary. The settlers would burn would-be witches or witches that they...
People they thought they were witches.
Yeah, people they thought were witches. And she tied everyone up to a stake and put some sticks around their feet.
Kindling.
Yep, some kindling, doused them in gas, and went to throw... Yes, they went to throw a match.
And I know she threw the match to light it. Who caught it?
Hubie used his magical thermos and flicked the last bit of soup out of his container.
Oh, yeah. And it
doused the...
the match midair.
Yeah. It was some pretty high intense stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It was really thrilling.
And that was actually a practical effect. He actually did that. Took 87 takes.
No.
I'm just joking. That was all CGI.
That would have been cool, though.
Yeah. However, speaking of CGI, segue.
It was actually pretty impressive.
It was pretty impressive.
Like, when he was riding down the street on the bike with no hands and whatever, like that.
Yeah, eating his soup and, like, dodging stuff.
Yeah, and then, like, throwing up the soup.
Yeah. Well, the throwing up part, like, that wasn't the
greatest. Well, I mean, CGI. But it even showed up on the pavement. Like, it was deep.
Oh, it did, too. Yeah, yeah.
It was really good.
It was really good. Like, you know how, like normally when people are on a green screen, you see like that slight hint of green around them. You didn't see that at all. Like it was like he was actually riding his bike.
Yeah. It was really, really good.
Yeah.
I was very impressed.
Yeah. Me too.
I thought Kevin James' character was pretty funny.
Oh my God. Yeah. Like, he was funny and weird at the same time. Oh, like, yeah. Kevin James with a mullet and beard.
I was not expecting
that. No. I saw him and, like, I immediately knew it was Kevin James, but I was kind of shocked. Like, jeez. Like, that's... He looks like he's from the 70s.
Well, I mean, that was the point, right? Like, he carried through his look from high school.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What I thought was really funny was how, when he was on the phone, he was told by... When he was on the phone, he was told by a coworker or whoever that this person escaped from the asylum. And I know. Yes. And he was talking and you know, oh, he better rue the day that he messes with me, blah, blah, blah. And then Hubie knocks on the window and scares the bejesus out.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah.
Good. It, I mean, you kind of saw the joke coming, but it was still enjoyable.
Yeah. 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 And then when he makes Hubie the, what was it, the designated
undercover? AUU.
AUU, yeah. Auxiliary Undercover Unit.
Yeah.
Which is like a bunch of crap just to get to Hubie to leave him alone.
And poor Hubie is just so scared of everything.
Oh my gosh.
He's worse. No offense, Mom. And I know you're listening, but you scare pretty easy. But he's worse than you.
Yeah.
He's, wow.
At least you don't break stuff when you're scared. Like yeah. you're like, ah! And then that's it.
Yeah.
But it's like, Hubie is like, ah! And then like throw something through a glass door or
like
something.
Like a yearbook through a window or a helmet at a skeleton.
Yeah. That's what I mean by like the acting is just so over the top.
But like, it was good. It was over the top, but I thought it was funny. Now, the more that I talk about it, I'm like, oh, it wasn't so bad. Maybe like 2 out of 5 popcorn was kind of harsh.
I know. It was definitely called for.
Yeah. I don't know.
And like, so with that being said, apparently this movie is his most well-received and highest grossing movie since The Wedding Singer, which I don't believe that at all.
It was crazy.
It's insane.
Just because, you know, since then he's had, I think, 50 First Dates.
Yep.
Just Go With It.
Yep. Blended.
Blended. When did Big Daddy come out? Was it before or after?
That was after.
Yeah, Big Daddy. That was another good one.
For sure. Yeah, Big Daddy.
He's had several good movies between now and then.
Even that one with him and Don Cheadle. It wasn't like a comedy. It was a serious movie. And it was really, really good. So I wonder if they're...
Gary agrees.
Yeah. I wonder if maybe they're just talking about Happy Madison movies.
Maybe.
Could be.
I don't know. But either way,
I think that's...
Well, I think maybe that a lot of people were watching it with hopes of it being the quality of Murder Mystery or other movies like that. So, and because it's Halloween, like, I will watch almost anything Halloween on Netflix or wherever.
Yeah. And, like, that's weird that it even outdid Murder Mystery because Murder Mystery was really good.
It was so good.
It has, like, the record for Netflix, which should mean, technically, if this movie is better received than any of his other movies since Wedding Singer, this movie should have the highest grossing whatever since, like, in Netflix history.
Since we're talking about Netflix box office, whatever, what were the IMDb or whatever, like, what did you find, what the budget was, any of that stuff?
I couldn't find the budget. Again, this is like the third movie in a row I wasn't able to find the budget. And it's, I don't know why, like, it's so random. Sometimes you can find it super easy, sometimes you can't find it at all. And this one, again, couldn't find it, but...
I think maybe because it's a Netflix movie.
Maybe, who knows. But the IMDb rating was 5.2 out of 10.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's like 2.5 out of 5. We gave it a 2 because we don't give half, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
Rotten Tomatoes, the Rotten Tomato rating was 51% on the tomato meter and 49% on the audience score. So across the board, it's roughly 50%.
Okay.
Because it's 49, 51, and 52, essentially.
Okay.
Also, for a bit of stats or... what's the word I'm looking for?
Tidbits?
Tidbits. Sure, we'll use tidbits. this is the fifth movie where Adam Sandler's love interest has the initials VV.
Hmm.
So in Billy Madison, it was Veronica Vaughn.
Also played by Julie Bowen.
Happy Gilmore was Virginia Vennett, which is played by Julie Bowen.
Right.
Then there was The Waterboy with Vicki Vallencourt and Little Nicky. Little Nicoli.
Little Nicoli.
And Little Nicky, there is Valerie Varan. Also, this movie is dedicated to Cameron Boyce, who passed away July 6, 2019. And he was supposed to be in the movie, but passed away before he was able to.
That's so sad.
Yeah, and at the end of the... I think it was at the end of the credits or the... No, it was the beginning of the credits.
Mm-hmm.
Before the credits rolled, it said it was the movie was dedicated to him. It was really nice.
Such a sad...
Yeah, he was in Big Daddy. He was in
Grown-Ups
1 and 2 with him. Another one of the little tidbits is... One of the kids who torments him, his last name is O'Doyle. So,
almost every movie I can think of, there's an O'Doyle.
Yeah, and it's a nod to the bully from Billy Madison with the same last name. And also in the very beginning of the movie, Ben Stiller reprises his role as Orderly Hal from Happy Gilmore. So that was pretty cool. I wasn't expecting that.
Oh, and there was the guy who was the cook at the diner.
Yeah, Tayback, the cook. He's played by Blake Clark.
The man doesn't age.
No, not at all. Like, he looks the same now as he did when he was in Home Improvement as Harry.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember. I used to watch the show, but...
He was the guy that owned the hardware store. Harry's Hardware.
Oh, yeah.
He looks exactly the same. It's crazy.
The man doesn't age. No. Maybe he's a werewolf.
Ooh, maybe. Ooh. Or a vampire.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, maybe. He's a vampire.
Yep. Anyways.
Yeah. And for my last... I don't know if this is really a tidbit. It's just an own personal thought.
Trivia?
So, Julie Bowen, who plays Vivi, Violet Valentine in this, she, like I said, she was also in Happy Gilmore. She must have owed Adam Sandler a favor.
Why do you say that?
Because doing this movie for him, like... She must have owed him a favor for him getting her big break, because Happy Gilmore was like essentially her big break. She was in a lot of three or four like small things before it, but that was like the first big movie that she was in.
True.
So this must have been some kind of like, hey, I give you your big break, you're gonna be in this movie. Okay, cool.
I don't know he would do that.
Who
he's
knows?
A pretty humble guy.
He is.
Like, he's a nice guy.
He is a nice guy. But I mean, like, there is no reason. Well, I want to say there's no reason that she should be in this movie, but I mean, she is a comedian, and yeah.
I think she played it really well.
She did play it really well. When I said that there's no reason she should be in this movie, I kind of second guessed that, because a lot of his other movies he has pretty
not reoccurring, but
like good looking actresses that wouldn't be his wife in any. Reality.
Well, I mean, his wife is actually beautiful.
His wife is pretty, but like...
But he's always got that, like, extra hot.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So that's my only reasoning, or my only thought process with this is she must have owed him a favor.
Well, maybe not, though, because he's been in movies with Drew Barrymore a couple times. He's been in movies with Jennifer Aniston a couple times. Maybe he's just...
Yeah.
Doubling back on a co-star.
Oh, maybe. Maybe. Who knows?
Adam, you can email me at thatcanadianpodcast@gmail.com, and you can tell me all of your answers to our theories and questions, and then I will share it on the next podcast.
Yeah.
Because he's totally going to hear this.
Oh, yeah, totally.
No.
Watch you get an email.
Oh, my God. I would...
It's like,
life dreams.
Yeah. you got that comment from Laura Cleary.
Oh, my God.
You lost your mind.
I cried.
Yeah.
So a lot of you may not know, but I used to write articles on Vocal. Now I just put them on my blog page of the website. I did a review of the book called Idiot by Laura Cleary. Mm-hmm. And when I posted on Instagram sharing that I've written the article, I tagged her in it, and I used hashtag Laura Cleary, hashtag Helen Horvath. The woman commented 3 hearts, and I cried. I was like, oh my God, I'm doing something important.
I was in the living room, and all I hear is, come in here. I'm like, oh my God. Like, I thought something was wrong. And I came in, you're like...
Especially because I was crying.
Yeah, you were crying, and you were just like, all you did was point to the computer. And I almost cried. No, I didn't, but I was just so happy for you.
Oh,
I
man.
I was so proud of you.
That was so cool. Like we said in our YouTube video, overall, not a terrible movie, not his worst. Not his best.
Yeah.
The more we talked about it, though, I think I will watch it again. In our YouTube video, I said I wouldn't, but like talking about all of the funny things and how there were parts that were actually scary, and I really did enjoy the costumes and the set, so I'm probably gonna watch it again.
Think of all the awkward and like just parts, though.
Yeah,
you know?
But it's not.
There's a lot of them. Like there was like for every like 6 or 7 parts, there was like one funny part.
Yeah, but funny parts or those good parts, whether it's funny or scary, the more that I talk about them, it's worth it.
Yeah.
So whether or not you're going to watch it with me, I'm still going to watch it. I could just wait for you to be gone for some reason. Gone into town to get groceries or at work or whatever.
I'll come back home. You're like, okay, like struggling to stop it.
You knock on the door and you're like, I'm coming in. That show better not be on. Okay. I think that pretty much wraps up the movie, our review, spoiler-filled, and whatnot.
And whatnot.
Whatnot. What do you guys think? Did you like the movie? Did you hate it? I want to know. So you go to thatcanadianpodcast.ca, leave your comments in the comment section, or find the post for this episode on my Instagram, thatcanadianpodcast. Let me know there. And if you really wanted, you can email me at thatcanadianpodcast@gmail.com. But you have other avenues you can use to contact me without sending me a whole email, unless you're Adam Sandler.
If your name is Adam Sandler, feel free to do it. Watch be some other guy named
Oh my Adam God, Sandler. No, don't do that to me. That's pretty much all I want to say about the movie. What about you?
I think I'm good. I mean,
no overall thoughts, last minute details.
Overall, it was, I thought it was okay. It wasn't his best. Just like we said on the YouTube video, it's mainly like a background noise type movie. Mm. 2 out of 5 stars.
For you.
Yeah. Yeah. For me. For you, it's like, ooh, Hubie. Yeah, so I would definitely give it 2 out of 5, 4 out of 10.
You know. I'd give it a 3 out of 5.
Well, you can't now. We already gave it a 2 on the...
If we're giving it personal ratings, I would give it a 3 out of 5.
Okay, well then I'll give it a 1 out of 5. Meet in the middle, it's a 2.
That's how we got to 2. Yeah. Whether or not we agree on a rating, that's besides the point. I'm very happy that you were here to even talk about it with me.
Thank you.
I'm glad you didn't have to go for work. I'm not glad that our SD card messed up and we had to wait this long to get a video out.
Yeah.
But at least there's one out. Go watch it. Enjoy. We really had fun making it.
Yes, we did. That was great. And you guys will not be disappointed.
Yeah.
Promise.
I'm easy to disappoint with my own work and I'm quite proud of it, actually.
Yes. Yeah, me too.
Anyways.
Anyways, thank you very much for having me.
You are welcome, and thank you for being here.
Oh, well, thank you. You're welcome.
Oh.
I mean, thank... I don't know.
Okay.
Just turn off my mic.
I think I will. I think I'll turn it off for both of us.
Okay.
Thank you so much for listening, guys. Make sure you go to the Instagram account that we now have, Andrew and Sam Movie Reviews. It's long, but it's the only one that was available. Or you can go to That Canadian Podcast on Instagram as well. Let us know what you thought of the movie. Thank you so much for listening. This has been That Canadian Podcast. I am That Canadian. Creep it real. And trick or treat yourself.